Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, let me get on to animal cruelty. Because, should people be jailed for it? A man who bludgeoned a dog to death was jailed for 3 months yesterday. He said he did it because the dog was barking. It appears the man was released on a defence application just a few hours after he went into his cell. So in other words, he didn't actually go to jail at all. The man in his 50s pleaded guilty to causing undue pain and suffering to an animal, which was a chihuahua, by the way, named Marley, who's now dead, clearly. Now, I know barking and a barking dog next door to you or whatever can be really, really annoying. And I want to hear from people, by the way, in relation to that too. Do you have somebody or a neighbour or somebody up the road who has a dog? They leave there while they go to work and the dog barks all day. That can be really, really distressing and really annoying. But there are other ways to deal with that problem. Common sense tells you that killing the dog is not the answer. There are many people out there who believe, by the way, that you should be, well, I suppose you should be treated the same way as somebody who's cruel to a child or killed a child. And that animals are being ignored when it comes to the law. I mean, the ISPCA said that since the Animal Health and Welfare Act of 2013 came into force just 7 years ago, the helpline has handled thousands of calls and investigations for people, but they rarely end up in custodial sentences. Even though they're reporting people who are cruel or kill animals, people don't go to jail. Remember that famous story going back a few years ago where the guy in the Phoenix Park was witnessed by a member of An Garda Síochána putting a lead on a dog, swinging the dog like a lasso in the air till the dog eventually choked, then standing on the dog's head until the dog died. The only thing that happened to him was he was banned from owning a dog for a period of time. In the UK, people can face up to 5 years in prison for animal cruelty. Should we have similar penalties here in Ireland? Should we have minimum sentencing, for example, if you intentionally are cruel and kill an animal, of 5 years? I mean, should you be treated the same way? Oh, let me just put it simply. If I beat a dog to death, should I be treated the same way in a court of law as if I beat a human being or a child to death? Should it be the same? Or do you believe it's different? Because there are people out there who go, well, you shouldn't do it, but it's only an animal, for God's sake. No, it's only a dog. It's not a human, like. So should I be treated the same way? It's a shocking story, by the way, this guy that pleaded guilty to basically beating this, bludgeoned the dog to death. A small little chihuahua, Marty. And he didn't do any jail time at all. But should he be treated the same way? Like, for example, if you bludgeoned a child to death, you do at least 10 years in jail. At least in this country. Probably should do more, but you will do at least 10. So should this guy have got 10 years for bludgeoning Marley to death? The chihuahua. Yes. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. All right, should people go to jail for the same amount of time as they would if they did it to a human being? If you bludgeon a dog to death, as this guy did, he went to jail. Well, he was sentenced to 3 months in jail, but he only did a couple of hours and he was released again. His defence got him released again. In other words, he didn't go to jail at all. So should you go to jail? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
Afternoon, how are you?
Afternoon, John. How's things?
How's it going, yourself?
Good, good. John, should somebody go to jail?
Well, you definitely shouldn't go to jail for the same time as killing a human being, because, let's be honest, I mean, there's a big chasm of a difference between killing a human and killing a dog. I don't believe in killing dogs. But if a dog is killed and a human is killed, Christ almighty, a person that killed a human being obviously has to go to jail for a longer period of time.
Yeah, but think about this guy. Think about this guy. He bludgeoned a little weenie dog, a little chihuahua. I'm assuming it's a small dog. Yep. A chihuahua to death. Bludgeoned the dog. So he beat it, obviously, with an implement of some description, mm-hmm. right? Till the dog was dead.
Yep.
Now, anybody who has the ability to do that, I mean, if you look back through history at serial killers, I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer and all these other people, they all were cruel to animals before they were cruel to humans. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's willing to do that or is capable of doing that surely is as equally as dangerous to the public as somebody who would kill a human being.
Well, obviously, like, when you're standing in front of a judge, like, if he has killed a human, the judge will look at him differently than killing a dog, we'll say, right? But that's not to say he shouldn't get a substantial sentence for being cruel to an animal, because it's a horrendous thing to do. But definitely, if a judge is looking at a guy, one guy has killed a human being, the other guy has killed a dog. Obviously, the guy that's killed a human being is going to go down for a longer stretch, and rightly so.
Mm.
Now, there's different ways of being cruel to animals, because there's a story came to me now recently, I don't know, where a guy is living with this girl, right? He's allergic to the dog. He just moved in.
Yeah.
And let's put it this way, without identifying anyone, he made sure that the dog is no longer in the house.
Okay, hang on. You know these people, yeah? Okay.
I do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he moved into the house. Yep. He was allergic to the dog.
Yeah, completely. He has an allergic reaction. Fair enough. Yeah, it's bad, like when you just can't be your own dog.
I know people who have allergic reaction to animals. Yeah. It's rare, but it is very... My own son, for example, is allergic to cats. And his eyes start to water and everything. Okay, that's just an allergy that people have. Okay, so what did he do with the dog?
Well, he said that to her, like, that he was having the allergies, and she said, look, I can't do anything about it. And
I can't get rid of my dog, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she said, like, she's had the dog for years, and she's attached to the dog, obviously, loves the dog. So he came up with a plan, because he'd be sorry about her, and she's mad about him, and they're getting angry at, but the dog is a major problem with his allergies. So he went along, and he engineered it so that it looked like the dog was stolen. But the dog, in actual fact, hasn't been stolen. I know where the dog has gone. The dog has gone to another county, to a family who are looking for the dog that he knows, right?
So he basically stole her dog.
He did, and he
and gave it away.
Yeah, but like,
and what did what does she think? She thinks the dog is just.
Well, she thinks the dog has actually been stolen, like, and she's bereft, and she's now in the process now of getting up flyers printed, right, and going out putting them up on poles with a picture of the dog. And her award.
And you know for sure that he knows where the dog is.
Well, she doesn't know that. But
no, I know, but you know.
Oh, I do indeed, yeah.
So why don't you tell her?
Well, I don't know, but I'll keep a nicky bout of it. Like, but the sad part of it now is she's now after getting the flyers printed up with the picture of the dog and a substantial reward, and she wants him to go out postering with her. He's now getting an almighty conscience to say, Jesus, I mean, the thought of me going out putting up these posters. No, like,
and I'm the one who's at the stealing the dog. Yeah.
So, but he's in the S1T now because he knows now at this stage, if he tells her, look, this
oh,
is
that's the end of
what
it.
Happened, that's it.
Well, he's an awful gobshite, if you ask me, for doing something like that in the first place. There could have been better ways to handle that situation than steal his girlfriend's dog.
I agree with you. But
as we speak, this poor girl, I don't want to know where she is, by the way, I don't want to identify her. As we speak, this poor girl is now getting posters printed up for her missing dog, and her and her boyfriend, who they're both in love with each other, are going to go out posting these up, and he's the one who actually took the dog.
And her friends are going out as well, but the poignant thing is that she's after asking him, and like he's the guy like who has made sure the dog has been removed, and he's now going out posting, knowing damn well that he's the culprit.
And the dog is... Okay, so the dog is still alive.
Well, the dog is still there. The dog has gone to another county with people that he knew.
Now, are you sure? Or did he just say that? You know, that to me sounds like, remember the old story your dad gave you? Oh, he's gone to a man with a farm.
No.
Are you sure he didn't kill us?
I know the guy, like he wouldn't actually do that. No. But from what I've known and being told of it, that fact is...
How could he go into that house with a straight face? Well, I'm assuming she's crying her eyes out because her dog is gone. And he's there going, don't worry, we'll find her and he took us.
Well, the way he was reasoning it out all the time along is the fact that, look, she'd get over eventually because the relationship is more important, like, and she'll never know about it.
The fact now that
she's after going to the trouble of paying old money and getting posters printed and going out putting them up in lampposts and dragging him along, he's now getting out of master conscience, but he can't tell her.
Jesus Christ, that's a shocking story, John.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Oh, stop. I know people are listening to this in complete disbelief and they're feeling now so sorry for this woman. And you just said, by the way, the relationship with him is more important than the relationship with her and the dog. I think there are so many people out there who disagree with you. If I ask a lot of people, particularly women, you know, who goes first? The husband, if a burglar walked into the house with a gun, with one bullet, and he says, I'm going to kill your husband or your dog, which would it be? I think in a lot of cases, we take him.
But the problem is, you see, like, they really care for each other. They're a great couple. Like,
well, not anymore. What do you mean? Hang on. John, you're not thinking straight. You just said they really care for each other. If he cared about her, he wouldn't have done this. He couldn't care about her.
Well, the way he's reasoning it out, like, I mean, that he does care for her, but the dog has gotten so much problems with his allergies, like he said, he'd have to walk away from the relationship, which he didn't want to do, so the compromise he came up, that he'd kidnap the dog, or dog nap the dog, if you want to use that term, and make sure that it was safe, and with a family that he knew they would love and care for.
So how does he get out of this now? He can't get out of this.
Well, you can, because if he opens up, I mean, it's not over.
That's what I'm saying. And rightly so, by the way.
Well, at the same time...
It should be over anyway. But
at the same time, he's making a complete fool out of her now. Going out, putting
out posters. Oh, Jesus Christ, child. I've never heard that like this in my life.
It's mad, isn't it?
Oh, John, do me a favour. Stay there for a second. I have to take a break. Just stay with me for a second. Oh, by the way, if you want to give us a call on this, you can. I'm wondering how he gets out of this situation. If you think you have a solution here. So this guy, just to give you the lowdown again, in case you missed all that, meets a girl, falls in love. She has a dog. He moves in with her, realises he's allergic to the dog, which is possible. People are allergic to dogs and animals sometimes. A genuine allergy. And decides, right, how will I sort this out? I'll steal her dog. I'll give it to somebody in another county. And I'll pretend it was just stolen by somebody else. She's now asked him to print up posters and go out with her to find her dog. What advice would you give to this guy? John said he's beside himself now because he doesn't know what to do. Because if he tells her the truth and gets the dog back, he's gone. That's the end of the relationship. Of course, it will be because he's lied to her, stole her own dog. So how does he get out of this? If you've any suggestions, we'd love to hear them. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe the girl is listening. I mean, John, I'm looking at the response from people here, and so many people are WhatsApping us here at 087-188-0008. I mean, somebody says, oh my God, please just tell her anonymously. Could you not tell her anonymously?
Well, if my threshold enough for people being unfair to have an affair, so I despise people that do that, right? You want to leave a situation, be upfront about it. If there's a situation like that, I'd have no problem. But I'm not going with an asterisk of all of this.
But nobody would have to know it's you. Do other people know that he has done this, apart from you?
No, just me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just me.
So if she finds out, he will know it was you that said something. Well, you're on the radio now telling everybody anyway, so we all know now. We just know who it is, that's all.
Well, the type of work they both do, they wouldn't be listening to the radio this all of the day, you know? But the concept of what you're talking about...
Yeah, but you're saying they wouldn't be listening to the radio this hour of the day, but there's loads of people listening. I mean, we have a big audience in Cork, and there's a lot of people listening who may know her and know of her situation with her dog, and will put two and two together.
Well, they may, and they may not know the dog is missing at all. She mightn't have said it. Well
she's putting posters up, isn't she?
Yeah, well, that's only starting in the next day or two. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if I went along anonymously and told her, I mean, he knows where it's going to come from then, that it came from me. But also that I'm not going to be responsible for breaking up the relationship, right? Even though he's after being very deceitful.
Deceitful is an understatement. He stole her dog.
Yep.
And he's supposed to love her.
I know, but this is what people do, man.
we'll stay there for a second. Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Niamh?
I know. How are you?
I'm just blown away by this story.
Will you get a picture of the poster, put it up on your Twitter, and I'll ring her. I'll tell her. I don't mind.
Ian? John?
It's just so cruel. And look, John, it's not your fault. You didn't do it. But he was so cruel.
I agree with you. Yeah.
He stole her dog. It's not his property. So she could press charges. And he's lying to her. He's deceiving her. John, they don't have a great relationship, or at least one of them doesn't. One might think they do, but they don't. I mean, he's lying. Oh, my God, what he's done is awful.
Yeah,
she'll
I agree
be heartbroken,
with you.
And she will find out. This lies don't stay.
Well, you see, that's why he can't at this stage, tell her, because if he does tell her now, she's never going to
He's doomed. He's finished.
It's gone. Yeah.
But if those posters go up, I don't know, and I don't want to know what part of Cork you're in, but somebody listening is going to see a poster, put two and two together. She's going to find out in about the next 2 weeks. So he's got about 14 days, maybe.
To come up with a plan. The only saving grace here is the dog is still alive.
Yeah.
So he's essentially done is kidnapped her dog.
Yeah, or dog-napped her.
Dog-napped her, whatever.
So then, in that situation, two families are going to be heartbroken. The family that are now loving and caring for that dog, and she's going to go get it back.
That's so the other side of it now, because
other people's hearts.
According to him, the family that had now have the dog, like, have very young kids, and they'll be suffering with the new dog. So
I'm sure they are.
If you take that dog now over to that situation and rehome him back to where he was, the kid's going to be devastated. So nobody
will. The dog is going to be so confused, won't know whether it's coming from pillar to post. He's really caused a lot of problems here.
More than I can imagine.
Not that's mine's opinion.
Yeah. Is that your dog's opinion of the whole situation? He wants to get involved.
He doesn't like it either.
The dogs in the street are talking about it, John.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Jeepers. Okay, so, Niamh, you... John obviously doesn't want to get involved. Mind you, he's on the radio telling us about it. But
he just passed the buck to about how many times?
Yeah, whatever. Thousands of people now know about it. But he doesn't obviously want to say it to her because he believes he's the only person who knows this.
That's fair enough. He didn't do it.
No, I'm not having a go at John. Yeah. You know what I mean? Although there are some people having a go at him here saying John has responsibility now to go and tell her, but he just doesn't want to get involved. That's his business.
No. I'm not going to be responsible for breaking up the relationship. No way.
I've listened to John for a long time. He's a decent guy, and I'd say he's feeling rotten about being caught in the middle of this. But I'd be the same. What can you do? You know?
No. Well, John, you're saying you don't want to be responsible for breaking up the relationship. You're not responsible. He's responsible. He's the one who done the deed.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she's never going to find out about it unless somebody tells her, and I'm not going to be that somebody.
Stay there for a second, because Valerie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
Hi, man. How are you?
I'm just blown. I'm shocked.
Out of the bag. I know he left the cat out of the bag or the dog out of the bag, whatever way you want to say it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, Niall, I'd be very surprised if that girl doesn't know this now in the next couple of days, to be honest, with the amount of listeners that you have on, you know, 4FM, like.
Yeah.
And it's there in podcast for evidence. So I'd say that guy, the relationship's doomed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd actually question that her boyfriend, she's better off without him if he goes
I would question
extreme.
Certainly the motives.
But for someone to do that in a relationship, you know, to get rid of the problem like that and that level of deviousness, Jesus, I'd really question that person as an individual.
He is having a pang of conscience on it, no, but the trouble is he's in so deep, no, he can't win.
He's having a conscience.
It hasn't been found out. If she
yeah, but for him to even kind of go that far in the first place would be a real concern, would it not? I mean, did you say he has an allergic reaction to the dog or something?
He's an allergy to the dog.
Would you not just discuss that with her? You know, what if they have a baby and down the line the baby's screaming day and night with colic?
Would you get rid of the baby?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I would just question that guy, you know?
It's a fair point, John. I don't want to make light of the matter, but if he had hooked up with this girl, moved in, and she had a baby, and the baby was crying all the time, would he steal the baby and give that away, like? I mean, what sort of guy is this?
No, I'm feeling so that's stretching, because they are...
I'm just saying.
But he's a dodgy individual in the first place to do
they
that.
People, like, I mean, who cannot be around animals. They have serious allergies.
Oh, no, I get that.
Yeah, sure, he should be able to discuss that with his partner then, you know what I mean? And,
did he not know she had a dog before he moved in?
Well, as I said to Niall earlier on, if you were listening, he did broach that subject at the start, and she said she kind of shrugged it off, and he tried to cope as best he could, but he just couldn't. So he said the only way out of this was to
steal the dog
and let on that the dog was stolen.
Yeah, no.
Oh God,
bad idea. I'd say the relationship is doomed anyway, because I'd be surprised if she won't find out about that now by the end of the next couple of days.
I'd be surprised she doesn't find out about it in the next half hour, to be honest
with
you.
I would say actually the end of today, to be honest with you, at the latest.
Well, here's the saddest part of this, Valerie, Niamh, that he is now going to assist her in a dog hunt. To basically put posters up on poles and go around teary-eyed with her, pretending he cares.
No, he can't do that. He's digging a bigger hole for him.
Yeah.
He's adding lie onto lie. He can't. It's making it worse.
Yes.
He was trying to talk her out of doing that, saying that it was a waste of money and waste of time, and she was only traumatising herself more, because the people that stole the dog, these type of people, you will never get it back. The dog has probably gone out of the country. So he might be able to talk her out of that. He may not.
Right. But she seems intent on putting the posters up.
Well, the last I heard, she did. Now, whether he can talk her out of it is another thing. I don't know. And if he can talk her out of it, that's probably the end of it.
He'll have to come clean altogether, to be honest, I think, and he'll be dumped.
I just know everybody in the area of Cork, because they know you're from Cork, John. So everybody in the area of Cork who has now lost a dog over the last couple of weeks, or had their dog stolen, is now thinking, is that my dog they're talking about?
No, I didn't say it was Cork City.
Oh, okay, no, I'm sorry. Well, sorry, John, say it again.
I didn't say it was Cork City. It's the surrounding area of Cork, which could be from Middleton, it could be Bandon, it could be...
Yeah, well, okay, well, county or city, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but the person that was given the dog, did they know the reason they were given the dog?
Or the people have the dog now, is it?
Yeah, in the other county.
He said to this person that he knows in the other county, he said that this person wanted to get rid of the dog, that they could no longer look after the dog,
The
dog was looking for a home.
Oh, he's very devious, isn't he? Oh, my God.
Let me... Oh, jeez. This is getting deeper, isn't it? People. Oh, you kicked the head off him. Sarah, you're on Classic Hits. Stay there. Sorry, girls. Oh, Sarah, you're there. Oh, no, hang on, hang on. I gotta go. Oh, there you are. Where are you? Sarah, how are you? Sorry, go ahead.
I'm good, thanks. Niall, I'd kill him. I would kill him. I'm not saying that lightly. Like, I have two dogs myself, and if it was a case of getting into a relationship with a guy and he wasn't into dogs, I would say goodbye to you.
But what would you do if you met somebody you really, really loved, right? And they moved in with you and you found out that they had genuine medical allergy to the dog. And they said to you, look, is there any chance we can get rid of the dog? I love you to bits, but I just can't live in this house while the dog is here. The dog hairs, etc. I have a genuine allergy.
Like, Niall, I've grown up all my life with dogs and I can't imagine having a life without a dog in it. And as far as I'm concerned, like, when you meet someone, first of all, there are questions that I'd be asking.
It's quite appropriate, by the way, that Niamh's dog is barking relentlessly in the background. Yeah.
He's only left alone anywhere. He's a diva, sorry.
He's only a puppy, by the way, I believe, yeah. We've seen a picture of him. He's gorgeous.
He's very tiny. Yeah. That's because I've left the room.
He has abandonment issues.
But,
so, Sarah, hang on, John. So, Sarah, what... I mean, look, right, I understand you'd like to kick his head in, and we all would, right?
Yeah.
He's just stole his girlfriend's dog and given it away and then was pretending to be all upset with her about the stolen dog. But what would you do if you were him in this situation? What would you have done?
What you mean is in terms
now,
of...
Now, how does he get out of this situation, or can he get out of it?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the relationship is over.
Well, it is, yeah, isn't it?
Because, like, that's a huge, huge trust break there, 100%, like.
Couldn't be any worse. He's just stole our
dog. No, you can't come back from that. It's a massive lie, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say, okay, we'll throw the scenario in there that the dog, that he opens up about it, no, right? He knows where the dog is. He comes clean. The dog is reunited with herself, right?
Yeah.
What would the ladies do in that situation that they got the dog back in?
Dump him.
There's three ladies on the line. Would you restart the relationship or would you end it?
No, goodbye.
I'd end it completely. I'd never trust him again.
Yeah, I agree.
If he can...
No, remember...
He'd be lucky if she doesn't go to the guards, but go on,
Remember, no, this is serious, like...
This is very serious.
This is a guy, like, I mean, that she's besotted with as well. I mean, once the relationship is over... I mean, it's gone then, like, I mean, would you not think about it even?
No, I wouldn't even consider it anyway.
The fact that he added lie upon lie would be the deal breaker for me. I'm not saying what he did was a mistake, it was very, very wrong, but, and I wouldn't get over that either. But
he's not after having a full-blown affair. This is a dog. I'm not belittling the situation, but I'm saying...
It was her dog, and he's lying to her. And you know what the worst part is, John? He's making an idiot out of her.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we're discussing it now, the poor woman, if she was listening, I'd be mortified to think that the next...
John, you're saying you think she's not listening because she's in work, but how do you know?
Well, I just know, yeah.
You just know... I mean, somebody could ring her right now and say, hey, do you remember your dog was stolen last week or the week before, whatever it was. I know you're not being very time specific about this, John, but whatever it was, you know, I mean, they're talking about something like that on the radio now on Ireland's Classic Hits and she'll tune in. And I reckon she will know it in a half an hour that this conversation is happening.
Well, you could be right. I mean, that's why I'm not being specific about exactly where they live.
Ireland is not a big place.
Yeah, Ireland is not a big place.
Oh, everybody knows everybody.
The bottom line, anyway, is the three ladies that are on the line, anyway. There's no coming back from this.
Okay, well, hang on a second, because Breeda, you're on Classic Hits. Let's bring another lady in. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Breeda?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Shocking story.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I was just, you know, the honeymoon period in a relationship, it ends, well, usually. And, you know, if they're only deciding to move in together, it's obviously where it is. And I'm just saying, what when he gets fed up and things don't work out? What will happen to her?
Will he give her to a new owner as well? Will he just, yeah.
No, absolutely. Or even worse, Niall, like, you know, he's got rid of the dog. Like, seriously, she's one of him. Somebody needs to tell her.
Somebody does need to tell her. What would you do if you were in that situation and you found out and he came clean and said, look, I loved you so much, I took your dog and I gave it to a couple. I'll get it back, I promise. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd say good luck to you.
Yeah.
You could never trust him again.
No.
Trust is gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
The trust is gone and the love is gone.
Well, both, John. Yeah. Everything is gone. Yeah. By the way, somebody rightly points out the dog is most likely microchipped, or maybe somebody says evident.
Yeah.
And at some point, that dog will go to a vet.
Yeah.
And if she put out an alert to all the vets.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing about it is, Niall, too, like, you know, when the trust is, well, she will find out. There's no qualms about that. She is going to find out. The way she's going to find it, I'm sure, is going to be horrible because he hasn't got the balls to tell her, right? So somebody else is going to tell her.
Well, I reckon if he can persuade her not to waste the money and that traumatise her.
And the posters.
And the posters.
John, you just sound like you're protecting him and you sound like you're trying to get him off with this.
No, I'm just putting the different scenarios forward because, like, I mean, there's a good relationship here after being destroyed by a stupid fucking man with a stupid mistake, right?
If he goes out at the weekend with her putting up posters, he's a psychopath.
But that's why he's trying to talk her over because, I mean,
he's just so traumatized.
Either way.
He's more traumatized now about the posters than he is about the actual giving away the dog.
Right. The only reason he's traumatized about the posters is he's afraid he's going to get caught.
Yeah, well, if he can talk her out of not doing that, I think he's on a winner. I think he'll get away.
On a winner.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I think
he'll get away with it.
I think he will, yeah. I'm not saying it's right.
But John, what if the people who adopted the dog are listening?
Yeah.
There's another family too, not just her. So they'll listen.
This could be they're up not on Facebook. They're a good bit away from Cork, let's put it that way.
This story could be up on Facebook and viral by this evening, if that family was listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, he's in trouble. Look, either way, he has to tell her.
He does. Listen, I've run out of time, John. Thanks very much indeed for raising that issue. That story that it certainly has everybody texting him WhatsApp. I've never seen so many WhatsApps. Some people are suggesting other things that we should do with this chap. They would be illegal, can I just point out, by the way. Yes, he is a psychopath. I agree with everybody. Sociopath, yes, I agree with that too. He's all of the above. Narcissist, nutcase, all of the above. Imagine he's going to go out with his girlfriend, possibly this weekend, putting up posters for a missing dog that he stole. What a conniving swine.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.